Hey, welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I'm going to be talking with all kinds of entertainers, musicians, artists, comedians, singers, songwriters, bands, about their life, their career, their inspirations, their philosophies. I'd love for you to subscribe, like, and leave us a review. And on this episode, we are going to be talking to the one and only Jesse James Dupree of Jackal.
Jackie, how you doing?
Jesse, how are you doing?
You know, life couldn't get any better. We're just rocking and rolling and swinging, and got this new TV show that's popping on Sunday that I was honored that the History Channel asked me to be part of it. It's a good day.
You know what? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there, as they say. So, the new single, you've got a successful bourbon, and the History Channel series coming out Sunday. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the History Channel, Jim Pascarella. And he and I worked together on the Full Throttle Saloon TV show. You know, that was a big hit show that we had for over 6 years, and he's now over at the History Channel, and he goes, hey, I've got a TV show that's right up your alley, and I'd like for you to be part of it. And I was kind of bracing myself, because you don't ever know what somebody's going to associate you with, you know. And he goes, yeah, it's called The Booze, Bets, and Sex That Built America. And I said, okay, I'm in. And because I love it. And so I'm one of the experts, if you will, using the term loosely, though, to tell the history of these iconic brands that came out of those industries. How did cigarettes become so huge? And it was because of the Duke family, and a guy named Buck Duke. He was coming up through his family, wanted to make his own mark on the industry, and he ended up taking a chance on a guy named James Bonsack that had invented a cigarette rolling machine. Cigarettes were hand rolled at about 5 a minute. This machine could do 120 a minute and 150 a minute, that kind of thing. And so it revolutionized the cigarette industry. And we tell the story of the history of condoms. There was a German immigrant named Julius Smith that came to America. You know, he's working in a sausage factory, but he's in the seedy part of New York. He was making condoms out of sausage casings and selling them to the guys that were going down and visiting with the prostitutes and such. And then we talk about the history of liquor, and we tell the story of Jack Daniels. A lot of things that you don't know that the History Channel uncovers and does a great job of telling the story. You know, Jack Daniels' name wasn't even Jack Daniels. His name was Jasper Newton. Can you imagine walking over to the bartender saying, give me a Jasper Newton and Coke? And, you know, I've got my Jesse James bourbon, very proud of that.
Yes.
And if you haven't tried it, I invite you to do so.
Well, you know what? You are really a renaissance man. And speaking of your bourbon, sold in 40 states, also Australia, Germany, and Uruguay. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I've sold enough liquor for everybody else. I've been playing in a rock and roll band. I figured I might as well put my own out there. But, you know, I've got what I call some liquid America in the bottle. And it goes right alongside, you know, the TV show for history. I have booze, bets, and sex that built America. Because I say in every bottle of Jesse James bourbon, I put the equivalent of 5 Viagras. And we took the hangover out of it. Doesn't that sound good? It's not necessarily true, but it sounds good. I'm very proud to be in the liquor business and to study the greats that built these brands.
And it's coming up this Sunday, 7 Central on the History Channel.
You don't want to miss any of them. They just do a great job. And as you mentioned, we're celebrating the release of a brand new Jackal single called Get All Up In It Now. And just celebrating the fundamentals of rock and roll. The video on YouTube, a couple of days' time, the response and the views on YouTube have been, you know, going through the roof. Very proud of it.
And I was one of those views. I love how creative it is, the nod to vintage animation and Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. So clever.
You know, it's all done with complete respect. We're having fun. The song does pull on so much of our influences. You know, my parents lost everything we had when I was a young teenager, and we moved to Gadsden, Alabama. My dad couldn't even boil water, and he bought a little cafe, and there was a jukebox in the cafe, and that's where I got turned on to the greats like James Brown and Wilson Pickett and a guy named Joe Tex, and just had the greatest screams and stuff. And so I channeled a lot of those influences in this new single called Get All Up In It, and it just celebrates the fundamentals of rock and roll, you know?
I love
it. I'll leave it to Bono and Springsteen to write a song that can cure cancer. I don't think I can do that. And I got Sturgis coming up. You know, we have the Full Throttle Saloon in Pappy Hoyle Campground in Sturgis, and that happens in August. And if you want to win a trip to the Full Throttle Saloon Pappy Hoyle Campground to celebrate Jackal's 30th anniversary this year, download is the Jesse James Spirits app. You can earn points, and you can cash those points in on the prize pool to win a trip to Sturgis.
Now, you and I have one thing in common you probably don't know about. Your buddy Mike Driver has always been like a big brother to me.
The history with Mike is the first Jackal record, which came out 30 years ago, August 11th, they sent me to Texas, and the record company carried me down to play. And the first radio station they carried me to, I go up these steps through this back room. The station sounded like God's balls. I mean, the station sounded so, it was such a powerhouse station. But we go into this back room, the little console was set up on a fold-out table. table, and there's Mike Driver sitting behind the console, and he was smoking a joint and drinking mezcal tequila. And I handed him my CD, and I thought he might play a part of a song or something, and he played the whole album, and all the cars on the legendary 6th Street were blaring out. And it's the first time I heard my song on the radio, and so I love that guy, and that's a great common denominator between the two of us.
And I was at the infamous show in Lubbock when you opened for Aerosmith on their Get a Grip, and when you guys opened for ZZ and the dancers just wanted to party with you guys. That was some drama backstage.
Yeah, the agent called and said, ZZ Top wants you to go out on tour with them, but there's one stipulation. And we said, what's that? And they said, you can't sleep with their dancers. And we're like, oh, well, that's asking a bit much. So we actually went out and we had intentions of behaving, but the girls had other intentions, and then ZZ ended up being cool and letting up off of it. So
good.
It was probably one of the greatest tours ever, just FYI.
Awesome. And it was a wonderful show. Always you bring it. Get Up All In It, new single, brand new series on the History Channel, and it is Booze, Bets, and Sex That Built America, coming up this Sunday night, the 12th at 7 p.m. Jesse, you are proof that keeping moving and creative is the fountain of youth. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
I love you, Jackie. Thank you. Have a great day, and we hope to get down there and see you soon.
Love you, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal.